Well, you know the headline, and we've talked about it already, and we've heard from Christopher Illich already this morning about what he had to say about all of that. Now we get some other input on the Tigers doing what everyone knew they were going to do and have to do. The only surprise may have been that it happened exactly when it did happen. So the Tigers have fired a 22-year employee. I know it was hard for Christopher Illich to do, because I know Christopher well enough to know that he would have feelings for having to let go a 22-year fine employee that just wasn't able to get his latest job done or accomplished, and firing Al Avila. So we go to Trevor Huth, who you've come to know and love as the Bless You Boys writer, with his own insight on the firing and where the Detroit Tigers go from here. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Paul.
I hope all is well your way, and give us your thoughts. Were you also, nobody was surprised it happened, but maybe a little surprised that it happened right now.
I felt exactly the same way. I thought that if it would happen this year, it would happen at the end of the season, but even more peculiar than that is that it happened a week after the trade deadline. So the team let Al Avila oversee the trade deadline. There weren't many moves made, and then they fired him. So that might mean that this was the last straw. They were expecting more. I'm not really sure on that part, but it's just interesting to fire your general manager so close to a major event in baseball that they would oversee.
Hey, you know, that's an interesting point, Sean. Have you noodled that around a little bit? Was it something lately, like the trades and the opportunity to make themselves better, and maybe the right moves were, in the opinion of many and those that mattered, weren't made?
To me, Paul and Trevor, I'll be intrigued to get your thoughts on this. That roar that you've been hearing down at Comerica Park hasn't been for the baseball team. The whole fire Avila thing had probably become a very big distraction. Do you think that played a part of it, Trevor?
I'm sure it had to. It was very loud. It was impossible to ignore. There were people gathering for a fire Avila rally, and all over social media and stuff. And at a certain point, the team knows that they have their own plan that the public isn't privy to. But also, at a certain point, you got to sell tickets to the public. So I think certainly that roar was just getting louder and louder, and you couldn't avoid doing something like this.
Man, I'll tell you, it just seems to me in sports, in athletics now, you take one of these jobs and the clock is already ticking. And when was the last time one of these things ended in a positive and happy way, where people said, well, what a great term as general manager or coach, and now you're going to retire and we're going to have a great party for you? I mean, it doesn't sound like that ever happens anymore.
It doesn't happen very often, that's for sure.
It's not a job that has a happy ending a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's precisely it.
Yeah, and it's a tough job. There's not that many of them, and you can look at a guy like Theo Epstein, who ended two of the longest baseball World Series championship droughts in Chicago and Boston, but even he didn't really have great endings in both of those places. So it's really tough to go out on top in this job. And in the case of the Tigers and Al Avila, it just came down to a plan they tried to execute, and the moves just didn't work out along the way. And really, there was some bad luck this season when you start to make the push to compete, and all the pieces that you acquire to compete are hurt or not performing the way that you think they would. And the combination of bad luck and poorly executed trades along the way that didn't bring back a whole lot, that kind of sped up the unhappy ending, unfortunately, for Al Avila.
Trevor, is there somebody that you're looking at in particular as the next potential guy? I mentioned a couple names to Paul earlier. Dana Brown is a name down in Atlanta that has been held in some high esteem. Randy Flores, former MLB-er with the Cards. Is there somebody you're looking at, maybe put the circle around and said, boy, it'd be great if the Tigers looked at this guy?
I do like Randy Flores. I think that you look at the system that the Cardinals have put together, they just constantly churn out good talent. And there's a few other people, that I think, should be in consideration, but When looking at that, I don't necessarily have a name at the top of my head. What okay. I can say is that the Tigers have been, for lack of a better term, poaching their recent development and coaching hires from teams like the Dodgers and the Rays, these teams who are just constantly putting out good teams, despite in the Rays case not wanting to spend money, or in the Dodgers case just being amazing and spending a bunch of money and having one of the best farm systems in baseball. So I would imagine that they're going to look to one of those teams. The Cardinals could be in that, the Rays, maybe even the Red Sox, because they have somebody who's formerly from the Rays in charge. That might be of interest. And absolutely, I'd look at the Dodgers, because the Dodgers are where a lot of their new coaching and development staff is from.
Well, it's good stuff, Trevor. As far as I'm concerned, you and I talked about this just a few days ago. Has it panned out the way that we all thought? No. However, there are still some pieces in this farm system and young pieces here that there's a good base. Somebody coming in is not going to take over, you know, that Barry cupboard, so to speak.
That's very true. I mean, Riley Green came up and has been just electric for the team. I mean, he came up and they won the first few games he was up there, and he's been great in center field. You have to imagine Torkelson's going to be coming back at some point, maybe next year, maybe at some point this year. He's been hitting pretty well in Toledo and maybe finding his groove. And even beyond that, Austin Meadows started his rehab assignment in Toledo, and he I believe had a walk-off hit last night, if not a home run at some point during the game. So some of these pieces are coming back. Eduardo Rodriguez is set to come back in a few weeks, and it's unfortunate timing for Mr. Avila, but it is hopefully going to be fortunate timing for the Tigers. They get some of these pieces back and maybe end the year on a better note than what it's been so far.
So is this just the case where the buck stops here at the top? Everyone's been happy with AJ, but not happy with the general manager. I mean, I don't know how the fans even delineate all of that, except holding him responsible for whatever players he's able to acquire or spin off.
Yeah, everybody loves how AJ Hinch has been running this team, I think, and Chris Fetter, the pitching coach, gets a lot of credit too for some of the things he's done. And when it comes to the frustration with Al Avila, that goes back, you know, several seasons. If you look at two of the major trades he made in Justin Verlander and JD Martinez, the JD Martinez trade, only one of those three players is still even in the Tigers system, and he's been stuck in high A for a couple of years now. That's Jose King. Dowell Lugo and Sergio Alcantara are both in different organizations or in different leagues in a different country for Lugo. But the Verlander trade brought back Franklin Perez, who's been constantly hurt, and Daz Cameron and, Jake Rogers, who haven't really provided much. So when you're trading away major pieces, you want some good pieces back. And those are just two examples of some of the trade failures on top of underperforming free agent signings and the frustration of a 7-year rebuild when other teams have been doing it in just a couple. So that's kind of where Avila is differs from AJ Hinch.
Trevor Huth joining us once again from, you know, him from the Bless You Boys website and his writings on Tiger baseball and more. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, Paul.
As we continue, coming up, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, Alan Dershowitz, fascinating take on what's happening with the raiding of the president's house, and so much more as we continue on this Thursday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show.